Welcome to Daily Inspirations here today. This is Felty coming on with your daily inspiration today. And I would like to see what the Lord has for us in the book of Galatians this week. And so I'll just start right in here in chapter 1 with verse 3. It says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." That's Galatians 1, verse 3 to 5. Paul's greeting there to the church of the Galatians there. And it's always interesting to see how Paul starts in with his epistles, with his greeting, and then he usually has a little phrase there, or a little verse or so, where he mentions that he thanks God for them in his prayers. He skips that in this epistle to the Galatians, and he starts right in here with this phrase here, verse 6. "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel." I looked at the word marvel as it was translated by many different translators. Each one has his own thoughts on how to best convey the sense of the word there in translating from one language to another. And so some words that were used were surprised, astonished, amazed, and shocked. And so we get the sense that Paul is just really surprised. He's marveling that they are turning away, he says, that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. So let's just stop there and kind of contrast this between what he's saying to kind of look at the contrast between this and what he says to the church or to the Thessalonians in the second epistle to them. In chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other." So here we see a very great contrast to one church he feels bound to thank God because of their faith growing exceedingly and of their love that they have toward each other. It abounds toward each other. It's a tremendous fervent love there. But back to the Galatians, he's marveling that they are turning away so soon from him, from Jesus, from the Lord. And what was it that he saw? What was it that he heard about them that told him that they are turning away from Christ to a different gospel? And then he goes on to explain how there is no other gospel, but some pervert the gospel of Christ. If there is another gospel that anyone preaches, let him be accursed. What was it that told him that they're turning from the gospel? Were they like the Corinthians, falling into immorality? Or were they walking in gross sin? Well, if we read a little further, we can see that the reason that he was so concerned and the reason that they had turned away from Christ was because they had been influenced by some teaching that they could serve the Lord a little better if they would follow the law. If they would be obedient to the law, then this would help them in their walk. In verse 11, he says, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." So Paul preached the gospel as it was revealed to him. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord. And now they were being influenced and taught that an obedience to the law would be better or would help them. But it actually, these types of teachings, if they are followed, as we will see if we continue to study this, it brings the exact opposite result. It brings about the result of a lack of love toward each other, a fervent love. It brings about a lack of faith. There is no growing in faith. There is no exceeding growth in faith where there is law. Where there is a following of the law, faith will be it just won't grow. In dropping down to verse 16, he says, or 15, read 15 and 16, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood." When Paul realized the truth when he met Jesus and realized that this is the answer, he wanted to meet the Lord and to learn from him. And he didn't immediately run here and there trying to figure out what the best way to practice this faith. He wanted to seek the Lord, and the Lord met him and revealed to him the gospel so that he might preach it. And it was a gospel of faith and grace through Jesus Christ and not of the law. And I just want to emphasize again today, as we consider this and look at these verses here, that their obedience to a law which was called a good law, there was nothing wrong with the law. It was good. Well, the thing wrong with it is it couldn't change the heart, and it couldn't bring salvation. That was wrong with it, but it was lacking in that way. But it didn't teach things that were wrong. So if a law that was that good, given by God to Moses, could not bring salvation, How do we ever think that any other man-made law can bring us salvation or help us to grow in our relationship with the Lord, to help us grow in faith and in righteousness and in love toward each other. And as we go through the week, we, Lord willing, we'll look at some more of this, but that will be, this will be enough for us to think about for today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.